Hey, Chicago bull riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name dipped tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand-select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second-generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Let's start with baseball. The Cubs made their deal with reliever Koji Uehara, official. He gets 1 year and $6 million. Cubs said to be pursuing both starter Tyson Ross and reliever Justin Wilson. Meanwhile, the White Sox have agreed to a deal with lefty starter Derek Holland. He gets 1 year and up to $8 million, including incentives. Tom Thibodeau's return to the United Center last night didn't go quite as the Bulls would have liked. They blew a 21-point lead to the T-Wolves. But for guys like Taj Gibson, who played under Tibbs, it was nice just to see him back in a head coaching position.
I really didn't circle on my calendar. It's always great to see Tibbs, but I'm on the opposite side now, so it's always tough, but it's good to see him back coaching.
Current Bulls coach Fred Hoiberg, though, was less concerned about his Minnesota counterpart and more disturbed by how his team let the T-Wolves back into the game.
We stopped playing. We gave them confidence, allowed them to get back into the game, and obviously they made the plays down the stretch to win it. But, you know, again, when you have success, with certain actions and with certain things you're doing out there on the floor. You got to keep doing. You got to keep doing that. And again, step on them when they're down, and we let them right back in the game. And you know, before you know it, they take the lead, and we're fighting uphill. You know, when you get a team down, you got to keep them down.
Bulls play in Milwaukee tomorrow night. The Blackhawks moved into first place in the Western Conference with a 2-1 win over the Rangers last night. Both Jonathan Toews and Brent Seabrook returned to action. Hawks have the day off today before they take on the Islanders tomorrow night. The Bears are back at practice today ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Packers. A couple of minor roster moves in the last 24 hours. The Bears waived defensive back Devontae Bosby and signed linebacker Josh Shirley to the practice squad. And in college football, Notre Dame offensive coordinator Mike Sanford is leaving to take the head coaching job at Western Kentucky. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you at newmailmedical.com. And get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Now the world don't
know. Oh, there it is.
We found out the Speaks might have been right.
Uh-huh.
You know why? Because a man is born.
He's a man of means.
He's a man of means.
Then along come two.
And they got what?
Their jeans.
I always wondered if that was a literary double meaning of jeans.
They were saying all they have is their beautiful black skin and coarse hair. What they were saying.
They were saying they are from
and their natural rhythms.
Right, exactly.
They are from a genetically inferior race.
See, now and then all of a sudden, you know, Donald Spiegel over here comes through trying to win the election with this foolishness.
They're not qualified.
Matt Bannon over
right
here.
Matt Campanis here. Why are they not good swimmers? You remember that?
I was watching that live.
I was watching it live too. Al Campanis, the Dodgers general manager on Nightline
remember?
With Ted Koppel.
And he said, we're going to take a break and I'm going to give you a chance to dig yourself out of this.
I'm going to give you one more chance. Yeah, it's the way I felt when Alan Pinkett was on our show talking about how Notre Dame needed more criminals a few years ago.
Well, don't they? Why don't they?
Oh, boy. See, this transition
again,
is
Catholics versus Convicts is great.
There it is. See, I liked it. Terry. Jason had problems
with it. I didn't like it because of how important the game was. What the game... You could have done the entire... And I know they wouldn't have done a third.
Yeah, but the guy who was selling the T-shirts turned into a filmmaker. But has that gotten your way?
That's the thing.
Okay.
The Catholics versus Convicts thing was about the game. All they did was inform me what the hell was going on with two weirdos on a campus who sold some T-shirts.
But the T-shirt ends up being the emblem of the thing. You know,
I mean, it really did.
But I think there was so much more there. You could have talked about Catholics versus Convicts. I don't care about this guy not making a damn walk-on tryout.
Yeah, but the U talked about the U.
And that's where I'll allow for it because you couldn't have done a third the U because they did a second one.
That's right. With the
new millennium U, you know, with Kellen Winslow and Jeremy Shockey and all those dudes. Mm-hmm. So you could have done a third one, but this is their way of kind of doing a third one because of how fascinating.
But once you got
JT,
with you, you know, that they kind of got in the way, all that. I agree with that. But boy, once you got to the nuts and the bolts of the game with all those coaches and players.
Oh,
and stuff,
my God, Terry. And how about this? I never heard that story about Lou Holtz saying to the team, and you leave Jimmy Johnson's ass for me.
And that's what I'm saying. There was so much more there. God. I don't care about your T-shirt sales.
And the fact that a Lou Holtz team makes it Convicts versus Convicts.
Real deal.
They do. They do.
Yeah. So I felt like
they do these days.
Do not denigrate Tony Rice like that.
And the fact that we don't talk about the drop touchdown after the Cleveland Gary play, like the drop touchdown that Miami got.
Yes.
Yeah, it was right there in front of the referee.
Replay changes that game like five different ways.
How about
Wani?
Oh, dude.
Come on.
Wani's a special man.
Go back and check out when he's on staff with Jimmy Johnson for Jackie Sherrill at Pitt, and they show the whole line of coaches in those awful yellow-collared, golf shirts of those coaching
standing
shirts.
Too close to each other.
Dude, very young Wani.
That's what I like to do.
The same kind of intermittent mustache.
Look, his off-the-record, Dave's off-the-record Jimmy Johnson stories are the
best.
the best.
Dave is a terrific guest, a terrific analyst. Like,
yeah, good guy.
You wish that it would have worked out a little bit better for him as the Bears head coach, because I've grown to like him a lot.
I love hearing him. It was every Tuesday with Molly and Hanley. Yeah, man. Say hello in the morning. It's like, I love
he's
hearing
him. He's one of the best guests
I mentioned an off the record. I didn't say I got it from Dave, but some information that I got from Dave about Jimmy, I happened to mention off the record to John Fox about a certain thing that was going on in the office. And Fox one-upped me by telling me a Chuck Knoll story and said, oh, you think, how about this? And I thought, oh, really? Okay. So you thought one thing was the Wild West in the mid-90s or early 90s. Come on.
What
he's
know?
Like, no.
Chuck Knoll, I was on that staff. I'm like, oh,
you well, used to knock him down left and right.
While the listeners are wrapping their head around those vagaries, I'll give you thank you to our producers.
That's all I can give you.
I understand.
It's probably not what anybody thinks, but it's okay.
Yeah, I'm just picturing a lot of lubricant for some reason.
No. Well, it depends how you define lubricant.
Oh boy. See? Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski define lubricant in ways that we enjoy every day.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Rick Camp also works on the show, and he's going to go back and listen to 3 years of Wake Forest games
to hear Tommy Elrod.
On the very same day, I go for my annual physical, and you guys are talking about
this. Make sure everything's working right.
Brian Gersh does a video stream and does it well.
Has never seen lubricant.
And watch 670thescore.com, and I'll check a prostate for you.
But see, but then the reaction when my doctor says your prostate feels great.
Oh, boy.
Like, you're not supposed to say it like that.
Right. Why? A guy enjoys his work, and you have a problem.
You're not supposed to feel great
And you were at the dentist, right, so it made it even weirder.
Right. I was at Mariano's.
I disagree with that.
The strangest thing.
But, au contraire.
But like, I don't think great. I mean, fine or perfect.
You're just trying to pick out the best cabbage you can in the produce section.
Right. By the way, your prostate feels great.
Thanks for that.
Lotion up those elbows next time, Doc.
Oh, boy. Using the whole fist there, Doc?
That's not his elbow.
In the river. Thank you to Mike Florio for being on the show. Baseball historian John Thorne is on the show today.
Said something that I would not have imagined in a million years a man of John Thorne's stature would say.
Didn't see that coming.
He said that the next thing is for a woman to be playing Major League Baseball. I did not imagine that, and John took us there. Because there's a television show, apparently, that is going on now.
You asked him, now that the Cubs have won, what's the next thing?
And Tim Tebow.
I was expecting to say the Cleveland Indians winning or something, but nope.
He said a woman at second or at pitcher.
Greg Gabriel also was on the show today, and now here's Boris and Bernstein, if you haven't noticed.
Hi, boys. How you doing?
Hey,
how are you?
You dig the Wake Forest thing?
I don't get it. What's the motive?
I'm telling you this.
What's the motive?
To show that they picked the wrong guy. That.
But if you have to do that, it doesn't show that they picked the wrong guy.
Well, it's a deep level of petty. After a while, it's psychotic.
I thought maybe
3 years. Well, right away, it's psychotic.
Well, if you do it once, you're like, damn, I was an idiot. What the hell was I doing?
I thought maybe that he would want to be commenting on the games, saying, like, coming off smarter than the coach, so then he could go from the booth to the, like, maybe he's really twisted. And
Louisville
thought that he
really
could do
saw that one coming. Yeah. What the hell are these guys doing?
I tell you what.
It's like they got him wired.
Yeah. Right.
That kind of stuff.
But if you,
or is he gambling? Is he gambling? Is he going for the under?
That's
just
the,
always playing against Wake Forest?
Yeah, I don't know.
The angle that gets me.
You don't need to give their plays away
is
for that,
how
do you?
Eager, if you're a head coach, first of all, how are you sure that this guy isn't some kind of double agent giving you bad info? How do you cross-check
That's
everything?
That's what I was saying.
How
the
do you make use of it?
The misinformation
and why would, you know, this is, I can't None believe I'm really, saying this, yeah. but if I'm a coach, do I really want that? Do I want to get back to my practices and everything I'm doing with my players? And it's like what they say when a major league hitter is up and the guy at second is patting his legs, stealing signs, and some hitters are like, no, I just, let me hit.
Let me do
it. Yeah, let me hit. I don't need all that right now.
It gives you more trouble than it's worth.
With all how overcomplicated everything is. I mean, can really be
real
sure?
Competitors want to know how good they are, too.
Amos Alonzo Stagg used to send his whole playbook to the opposing coach before the game.
Go ahead, stop.
Here's
me.
What we're running. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, not the John Fox stuff of don't look at this and don't tape this and don't tell anybody this. He would send his playbook.
That's awesome.
That's why the NBA is fascinating to me, because around midseason, everyone knows what everyone's running. And you've seen it 1,000 times if you're doing your homework.
That screen roll again.
Right, exactly. And then it's like, all right, cool. Because coaches call plays maybe 10 times in a game. maybe, but it's more of a culture and a philosophy of how you should move and how we're going to move.
10 times. All right, and Fred calls him what? Once?
No, nice. No, Fred calls plays.
There's some side out of bounds, baseline out of bounds.
That's what I'm saying. You have those
Sob and Bob.
Yeah, you have those instances. But other than that, it's about 7, 8, 9 ways to defend pick and roll. So you have those coverages. Everyone knows what everyone is doing. It's all about, are you better than me? The competitor in you. Am I having a bad night? Am I going to affect the game in a different way?
So did the Bulls stop competing last night?
I was going to say last night they got beat by better athletes. This is an above the rim league, and the Bulls aren't living in it.
They let them do what they want to do, and when you let them do that, you're done.
They can't hang out above the rim, and they can't shoot from deep, which is the great equalizer.
Bingo. Bingo. They can't do either.
No, that's what Doug and Nico are here for.
Were they 0-for-5 combined last night? And how about the fact that your last two first-round picks, both of whom individually had knocks on their individual athleticism?
Slow, bad.
DNPCD.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bobby Portis is—he's on a rocket ship somewhere else. He's not
DNPCD.
He's not on deck anytime soon.
I'm all right with that with Portis, but I don't see why you wouldn't play Denzel. I mean, why not? I mean, because
you just got Doug back, and you got to get Doug back in the flow, and you've got a four who plays like a three,
okay,
and Nico.
But you better make sure that Isaiah Cannon gets his.
Well, that was Grant.
He can't shoot either.
Denzel over Isaiah Cannon, I don't really get.
Isaiah Cannon is a shooting specialist who can't shoot. Yeah. He's shooting under 30%, isn't he, from three-point range?
They need 54 points a night from D-Wade and Jimmy. Now, Jimmy will supply you his 26. I don't think that D-Wade's going to give you 25 to 28 a night, so that's where you're going to struggle.
Especially not months from now.
Yeah. That moment I keep going back to, they had tied it at 91, and
D-Wade special.
Yeah, Wiggins hits the jumper to put him up 2, and then Wade ends up taking a fadeaway 3 on Zach LaVine that misses, and then LaVine beats both Wade and Butler down the court for a layup, and all of a sudden you're down 4 and it's toast.
He's a designated guy, and it was like that in Miami. Mario Chalmers, no matter what, you get back.
You get back.
Because it's floor balance. You need it. You got guys crashing. There's some teams, they don't even crash the
boards
anymore.
He was the safety.
Yeah.
Don't get beat.
So Jimmy Butler was Eric Weddle in that moment?
Well, the problem is, you've been asking Jimmy to do every damn thing.
Right.
How are you not going to ask him to go get involved in that play? What needs to happen is, if you're Dwayne Wade, you can't stop and stare. You can't bitch about fouls. And he's been doing that all his career. But now it's going to be even more egregious because he's not providing what he needs to provide on the offensive end every single
that
night.
That was a really embarrassing loss.
They scored 56 points in the last three quarters of that game against a team that can't wait to be scored.
The T-Wolves had given up 109 straight games. They then had the worst defensive first quarter of their season and still kept the Bulls up.
I saw them several times get beaten up pretty good, and nobody ever allowed them to do that to them like the Bulls did, like come back at them, maybe a little bit. But somehow, once it got going, you started to see what everybody else thought they saw before the season started in that team. Yeah. I mean, they're not going to ever be really good at defense, I don't think. Then we'll get better under Tom, but I don't think they'll ever be great at it. But my God, when they get started and the guys they have, holy crap.
And early on, when the guy you're leaving is in rotating away from at the end of the shot clock is Gorgui Dieng, and he's hitting 12-footer, 15-footer baseline jumper, it ain't pretty. But if that starts going in and it changes what you feel you can do defensively, then you got to get a better plan.
What they did defensively, but what they did defensively too. You had Thibodeau correct one thing in what they were doing on the wing defensively in pick and roll coverage. They corrected one thing, and that lasted for three quarters. That can't happen. That can't happen.
Should be a counter.
Yeah. That can't happen. And if your players aren't doing what you tell them to do, well, guess what you have to do at some time? You got to sit them right here and say, I'd rather lose without you in this moment.
Well, if you're going underneath, if you're going underneath to dare them to shoot, which I would do against the Bulls, I would go soft on screen roll and say, shoot over me all day, because you're going to be able to run out on long rebounds. And that's a team that can grab a long rebound and turn it into a 2-on-1 and a dunk.
And they finally stopped jumping on the up fakes, the things that Tom Thibodeau had screamed at them about during the game. And they don't go for the up fakes. You know, Dwayne Wade is at this Jordan moment in his career where he's only going to get separation and his up fake is deadly. I mean, he gets to the line 5-6 times because of it. What Jimmy Butler has now put that in his game. All right, you stay on the ground. If they hit a jump shot on you, fine. You know, you get extended. They got long athletes. And then Andrew Wiggins woke up. Zach LaVine started putting people on skates. And Karl-Anthony Towns is running past everyone on the court. And the game's over.
Remember they said they want to get younger and more athletic.
And they drafted Denzel Valentine.
Unfortunately, they're all in T-Wolves outfits.
Yeah, they drafted Denzel Valentine, and they signed Dwayne Wade and Rajon
Rondo.
They
keep drafting guys where they'll say, you know, this is a solid basketball guy.
Slow twitch muscles.
But they're drafting guys who are still in school to be drafted because they don't have the tantalizing athleticism to have other people taking risks earlier.
That got reinforced with Taj and Jimmy, though, right? I mean, that reinforces that thought process.
Back to Tyrus. It still gets back to what happened with Tyrus Thomas.
Getting burned on that.
Yep. And, he became like the stereotype for everything that frightened them about high-level athleticism ceiling guys.
Meanwhile, Phoenix is doing it the way that a team that doesn't have a lot of expectations should do it. I've been talking about Devin Booker.
Oh, my God. Guy.
And you see what's happening with him. And they got another one in Marquise Chris, where it's like, I don't know what he's going to be.
LeBron thinks Booker's the best young player in the league.
Devin Booker has more Ray Allen in him than a lot of people realize. Yeah. You know, Milwaukee Ray, too, where he'll put it on the deck and put it on you. This dude is the truth. Freshman. That was probably, the third or fourth most important player while he was at Kentucky? Mm-hmm. You got to see those skills. Marquise Chris, same roster. That dude is energy.
So you think in future the Bulls are in trouble? Is that what you're saying?
They are in trouble. Those guys aren't in the pipeline.
But not enough trouble for panic. That United Center crowd is a soft crowd. That United Center crowd can't wait to be happy with you.
Oh, they could drop a free T-shirt on them. They're dancing naked.
That United Center crowd isn't the majority. So as long as they hear the people, you know, clapping, and as long as they keep telling certain media members to hey, talk a little bit better about our team. You're out here disparaging the coach a little bit too much, man. I've seen all these emails. I've seen all the things that they have been sending out and trying to shape what basketball people think in this city because they're floating nonsense. And they started to do it a few years ago, and it continues.
What other team does that? I know the Blackhawks will fire you if you say the wrong thing on their network.
They'll just get rid of you.
Yeah, but seriously, circulating stuff like that.
Oh yeah, talk better about this. Even though
they hear everything.
Start to listen to the tenor of the broadcast too. There's one guy who is watching and is like, yo, this is not what we've been saying it should be. And there's another guy who doesn't see that yet. Just listen to it. I don't have to explain anything to you. You've been watching Bulls basketball long enough. You know,
I enjoyed anybody in the league playing better than Jimmy Butler right now.
Except for James Harden, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook.
Damian Lillard.
Like, stop being LeBron. Durant. Yeah, like, what are we doing here?
How's Durant doing?
Three guys on the Warriors.
What are we doing?
I want to say Jimmy's third in win shares per 48.
That's cool. That's fine.
Just bringing that up.
You got his ass whooped by 21-year-olds last night.
Yes, he did. Oh. But see, when I listen to Stacey, and I know that he has real basketball sensibilities.
He is becoming more aware again.
I know he does. I've been around him. I've watched him run practices as a coach, as a head coach, a professional head coach. He knows what's going on out there.
And you're hearing it. You're hearing it, too.
If you listen carefully.
Yeah. You just can't let it get to this point. You can't do this.
Those are
like
children.
That. Yeah.
That's the biggest comeback in the NBA season, and it happened with children on the floor.
At your place.
Yes. Worse.
On the night when your coach was back there and you validated him more than anything.
That's almost as bad as the Tyreek Evans, how big are my balls game.
It happens, right? Yeah. They blew a 35-point lead.
See, you got me all riled up.
Yep, that was the great dance by Tyreek Evans. God. They got him caught in a pick and roll again, and he did the look at these dance.
Full disclosure, too. I text Dan from that press conference right before I was like, dude, I think I'm about to ask this guy should he be fired or not, and you know, I didn't know what I was going to get back, and Dan was like, oh yeah, do that.
That's the job.
Yeah, I was like, because I'm sitting there, I'm like, wait a minute, you just got beat. You were up by 38.
It happens.
No, it doesn't. That's the point.
They got beat by 21 by children. My children. Carl Anthony Towns didn't even have a good game. Their best player didn't even have a good game. You got beat by 21.
In your building.
And the problem is, they talked about it briefly last night, that they're not the only team. Not like that wave of talent they have, but there's several teams around the NBA mm-hmm. that are much, much, much better young core players than the Bulls will ever have. So I think we're in for a long wait here.
Every night it's somebody. If you watch the Bulls carefully, every night it's, ooh, Alan Crabb just blew by everybody. Ooh, Mo Harkless just had three consecutive dunks. every night you see another team have a guy who's like, oh, that guy's 6'10 and fast.
God
and
bless Jimmy,
long
but
arms.
He can't do it all. He's going to need some basketball players with him.
And where are you going to get him?
I know they're trying to sell you that Jimmy can do it all, but he can't. It's not possible.
Michael Carter-Williams will solve everything.
Cut it out.
Matter of days.
All right. The Boys and Bernstein Show coming up next. Fellas, enjoy your day. Speaks. We'll do this again tomorrow at 9.
See you then, man.
All right. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boys and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. I don't know if I've ever seen a QB controversy on a team that has had the kind of success the Dallas Cowboys have enjoyed this year. Ezekiel Elliott is leading the league in rushing, and Dak Prescott has found a way, even through some of his down games, to lead the Cowboys on a franchise record 11-game win streak. Now, because Jerry Jones and some meddling media want to explore Tony Romo, the narrative is that Prescott is playing for his job against a resurgent Buccaneers team that could very well beat the boys. I mean, come on. This is an 11-2 team. Sure, they can't figure out how to beat the Giants, but they can't at this point risk dividing their locker room. You've seen it happen so many times. If you have two QBs, you have none. I think there's a disservice being done to a team that has been one of the best in the NFC all season long. The job that Jason Garrett has done in 2016 with these Cowboys is one to be commended. There's no need to undermine it now on Tiki Barber.
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans, I got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Interesting items in music. The Christmas classic Silver Bells was almost known by a different name. Originally, the song was called Tinkle Bells. In an interview, the writers admitted that it never even crossed their minds that the word tinkle had a dual meaning. It wasn't until the wife of one of the composers insisted they change the word tinkle, citing that many people would connect the song to the bathroom.
Score.
Give the Cubs fan in your life the ultimate holiday gift, a Waterford World Series Champions Crystal Baseball from Chartreuse. Each Waterford baseball is engraved with the official Major League Baseball 2016 World Series Championship logo and is hand-numbered 1 through 10,000, complete with certificate of authenticity for $150 each. Chartreuse has these limited edition crystal baseballs in stock ready for pickup or holiday delivery. They also have Waterford Cubs World Series Champions Pilsner glasses, double old fashions, tankards, and ice buckets, but you better hurry, they're going fast. Chartreuse also offers Waterford Cubs logo wine glasses, beer glasses, clocks, and plain Cubs logo crystal baseballs. They also offer a variety of Cubs ornaments and barware and other team logo products. Shop Chartreuse in Hinsdale at Grant Square, in Wilmette at Plaza del Lago, online at chartreuse.com, or here's a number to call, 630-920-0190.
This week in music history. This week in 1957, Elvis Presley had his draft notice served on him for the U.S. Army. This week in 1969, the Supremes made their last TV appearance together with Diana Ross. This week in 1984, Madonna started a six-week run at number one with Like a Virgin, her first U.S. number one. This week in 1988, Nirvana started recording their first album, Bleach. Interesting items in music. The song Dominic the Donkey has an interesting backstory. It's said that Lou Monte, who recorded the song, got financial backing from the Gambino crime family, one of the biggest mafia families in the U.S. Also, it seems like Dominic isn't the first Italian animal Lou Monte sang about. An early hit of his was titled Petito, the Italian Mouse, who comes out at night to eat cheese, drink wine, and befriend the cat who was sent to catch him. Interesting item. Interesting in music. The red-nosed reindeer is generally accepted to be Santa's ninth reindeer, but where'd he come from? As it turns out, the creator came up with Rudolph as an assignment for the department store Montgomery Ward. The retailer would give away coloring books every holiday season and figured it would save some money by making their own. Rudolph also almost didn't make it. At the time, red noses were associated with chronic alcoholism, so the story idea was initially rejected.
Sunday. Don't miss the Scores football pregame show presented by the Patrick Auto Group live at the Field Museum tailgate. Thanks to Bud Light, starring Patrick Manley, Dan Pompey, and Hub Arkish. Then, directly after the game, the fun continues with the Scores football postgame show starring Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, and Hub Arkish. Come check out the shows, eat great food, and enjoy Bud Light specials only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn.
We'll put Chris on for a bit.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Cats at Welsh Ryan Arena. Great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. We'll start with baseball, and for the Cubs, the deal for reliever Koji Uehara is done, according to Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports. A $6 million contract for one season. That is for the former Red Sox closer. The team has not announced it officially yet, though. We're awaiting that. Meanwhile, the White Sox have agreed to a one-year deal with pitcher Derek Holland. It is a base salary of $6 million. $2 million in incentives. Practice again for the Bears today at Hallis Hall after yesterday's off day. The team signing linebacker Josh Shirley. He played last for Seattle. The Bears will take on the Packers Sunday. It is an off night for the Bulls. They'll be back on the road tomorrow, though, in Milwaukee. It is the first of a home-and-home against the Bucks. And after a win against the Rangers last night, the Blackhawks will continue their road trip in New York. That'll be tomorrow. They will play the Islanders. And in college football, Notre Dame offensive coordinator Mike Sanford leaving the program. He'll become the head coach at Western Kentucky. Here's a chance to win tickets and travel to the big game in our $65,000 big game package giveaway at Four Winds Casinos. Three lucky winners will get tickets to pro football's biggest showdown. Go to fourwindscasino.com to learn more. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home. Well, hello, sir. of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
Caring and compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today.
Bernstein. Back to work Wednesday.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very good afternoon. Going to make you summer promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. Why not? And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Board.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We'll be joined by Olin Krutz at 2, by Big Cat Williams at 3. We'll do the second half at 3:30. Pete Futak is at 4, and then Hub Arkish takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL at 5. We also have some surprises and giveaways. We'll give away some Jets pizza, and we'll give away a 2-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. Got to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is how you reach us at WSCR The Score. If you're using a phone, you can email us at boresandbernstein@670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live.
Right now, don't.
Streaming 670thescore.com. Thanks. Thing at 67011. The Tech Zone brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. We have boersandbernstein.com. We have the radio.com app for your mobile device. Our producers are Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Somehow the Timberwolves, bad shooting, better defense, whatever, got them back into it.
The game was too easy for the Bulls in the first quarter.
Right.
83%.
83.
He is my go-to guy, Baldy McGrindy.
Chris Tannehill.
Poop fest. Oh, this is that's terrible.
He is Captain Indestructo.
Yeah, so after all that was said last night, you know, I also think a regular season game is just a regular season game. I don't think there's any special significance.
No, and I
said so beforehand, and I still feel so now. However, it's just a crappy loss. It's just a really bad way to lose a game because you can't do that. An NBA team.
No, you cannot do that.
You can't do that. You have them dead and buried and ready to quit. And then you just slowly let them start to believe a little bit. And they say, oh, wait a second. All this screaming by coach, he might be onto something. This might actually mean something. Coach might actually know what he's talking about. And next thing you know, they are jumping over you and running around you, and it's going to be a while.
Which they can do at will, by the way.
A lot of teams can.
Just snap your fingers and...
But the Bulls just aren't athletic enough.
No, they're not.
I mean, look at that. You had your last two first-round picks, DNPCD, healthy scratches.
I know.
I mean, that is really what's as scary as anything else. They can't get their ass off the bench and into that game. You're forced to play Cristiano Felicio. You're forced to play him because you can't match up with anybody.
Cristiano Felicio.
I mean, you're losing matchups before the game even begins.
Yeah.
Because you've just got too many guys you can't play.
Well, you know, it's really hard, given... It's really hard for me to like the Bulls bench. It really is. It's really difficult. And I know they started last night with the fourth best record in the East and all that. But I don't know how you feel, but when I see them come in the game, I want to go away. I want to just go to a fallout shelter and then just tell me when they're gone again.
Well, it's the old problem when you have a group that you think can score, you get a group that cannot defend. And
they can't defend. I don't know how. Well, I guess score at times, but they're not. All I know is that once, you know, I've seen a lot of people just bury the Timberwolves this year, just get them down and beat them up and
demoralize them. Yep.
But now, I mean, maybe they're learning more. Maybe it wasn't all the Bulls' fault. Maybe it's just that they're getting a little smarter about how they do things. But you're 21 down on somebody else's court, and they're just running roughshod on you, and then all of a sudden. It just, the switch gets flipped, and here they come. And the Bulls had no answer for any of it. And you know what? if there's been a coach who has an answer for that, those kind of athletes coming at you time after time after time, what is that?
For people repeatedly jumping over you?
Yeah, what is that answer?
The answer is outscore them. The answer at that point is just, you know, be a Fred Hoiberg team and just have them keep taking the ball out of the net. And when you can't score, then you're really screwed. See, to me, it wasn't so much they're going to once they start to figure it out, there's going to be a lot of nights where they have some of the best athletes on the planet and they're just jumping over people. But the fact that you couldn't take advantage of that bad a defensive team in your own building, that's what really got me, is how they shut you down. That Hoiberg's teams are never going to be great defensive teams. We know that.
No. Of course not.
But when you're not a representative offensive team because you're lacking some of that athleticism, some of the one-on-one ability, some of these opportunities just say, you know, go get something for us, and your shooters can't shoot. Look at that. I mean, Cannon and Nico, and before the season, remember, they said, well, Rondo can't shoot, and Wade can't hit threes, and Jimmy can't hit threes, but they're counting on McDermott and Mirotić.
The league of three shooters, yeah, uh-huh.
And McDermott and Mirotić can't shoot.
Mirotić is
lost.
Yeah, I don't get any of it. I was indisposed while most of the preseason was going on. I wasn't in any mood for it. But is Valentine that bad?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on in practice, but I mean, I would say that it's you're getting.
He must be. I think the answer.
Yeah, you're getting to the point where you'd like to see him have a chance to fail and learn from his own mistakes, and he can't even earn that.
I know. How can you not earn that on that bench?
He's not even earning the time to get out and run into somebody with all of his great versatility.
I didn't get a chance to see him. I mean, I just, you know, not through any fault of mine, I just didn't get a chance to see him, and if I did, I just didn't care. So, I mean, there's a lot of that going on the last 6 months. But I just wonder, and I look at it, I thought, well, maybe that's a decent addition to the bench. Maybe that'll help you, and it can't get off of it.
Now, the injury was said to be a setback, but it can't be that much of a setback.
Yeah,
now.
But if you're a real player, that doesn't, come on. You know, if you're a real player. You think 2 weeks away is going to hurt you?
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. The Bears are 3-10 and now take on the dreaded Packers for the second time this season. We're talking about this divisional showdown right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 67 of the Score and 67ofthescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
On the next HBO World Championship Boxing.
B-Hop, the crowd begins to chant.
I'll try to give the fans a fight.
Bernard the Executioner Hopkins returns to the ring to mark the final chapter of his legacy.
He's headed directly to the Hall of Fame.
The boxing legend looks to put an exclamation point on his Hall of Fame career as he takes on Joe Smith in his final farewell showdown.
Tonight would be nothing short of miraculous.
The final one, Hopkins versus Smith. Live Saturday, December 17th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing ends the year with a historic fight when it returns Saturday, December 17th with an extraordinary night of boxing. Boxing legend and future Hall of Famer Bernard the Executioner Hopkins hangs up his gloves for the last time when he steps into the ring to take on hard-hitting contender Joe Smith Jr. in a lightweight heavyweight showdown. Don't miss the final one Saturday, December 17th at 9 Central, only on HBO.
Low stock, and also because it's a tremendous wine, and these wines are increasingly popular because they go with so many things. It is a rosé. The 514 Cameron Hughes Sonoma County Rosé is low in stock, and it's a perfect example of what Cameron Hughes does, and that is sometimes a famous winemaker has too much on their hands, and that was exactly what happened here. This was made by one of Sonoma's finest wineries, and when they have too much, they call Cam, and they say, well, let's work out a deal, and he buys up this sensational juice, and then he can't reveal where it came from, but he can get you this gold medal winning Sonoma County Rosé for $12 a bottle. It is a gold medal wine. It is $12 a bottle. It is currently in low stock. And this is exactly what you expect from the free run Grenache juice that just shimmers with a light pink hue. You get mouth watering fruit, lively acidity, that robust fruit finish. It goes to so many different things. And right now, you want to get a bunch of this wine and others when you shop around, you are going to get free shipping. It is very rare for wine to ship for free because wine is very, very heavy. But now it doesn't matter because I always talk to Cam. He says, what does the Boers and Bernstein listener want? And from previous experience, we say, free shipping because the deals are already spectacular. So on your first order of three or more bottles, when you go to chwine.com and enter Dan at checkout, this is going to ship for free. You're already getting wine that is 40 to 80% off. So this is an absolute no-brainer. He's going to throw in a free sommelier corkscrew as well. So again, go to chwine.com. That's chwine.com. You shop for your wine. Enter my code, Dan, at checkout. The wine I'm talking about right here that is in low stock and soon to disappear, a gold medal winning Sonoma County Rosé at $12 a bottle is the lot 514-514. Go to chwine.com and enter Dan. Limited time offer, limited amounts of all these wines, so don't wait.
Shopping at Jewel Osco is now better than ever. By shopping at Jewel Osco, you can earn gas reward points to redeem at participating Shell stations. Earn up to 20 cents off per gallon. Stop in and start earning today by using your registered MyMix phone number at the checkout. Look for additional savings on MyMix. Sign up at JewelOsco.com. Maximum gas reward redeemable at participating Shell stations is 20 cents per gallon and a single fill-up, up to 20 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at JewelOsco.com. Ring in the season with Jewel Osco's holiday savings. This week, cook spiral sliced half ham, honey or brown sugar glazed, just $1.29 a pound with $25 minimum purchase. Limit one, get a sweet deal on the 5-pound box of clementines, just $3.99. Limit two, plus, pop in for selected 8 or 12 packs of Pepsi, Mountain Dew, 7-Up, or Dr. Pepper. Get four for $8.88 when you buy in multiples of four. Limit eight. Happy holidays from all of us at Jewel Osco.
The time to get your business ready for 2017 is now. So if you're ready to upgrade to a phone system that will deliver better business communications in the coming year, there's never been a better time to switch to Vonage Business, because our end-of-year sales event is on now. Switch to an award-winning phone system that boasts over 40 business-class features, including virtual receptionist, to give your company a 24-hour professional presence, and a free mobile app to keep you seamlessly connected on the go. Switch before the end of the year to take advantage of our limited-time phone sale, starting at 50% off. You'll also get a discount on the monthly service fee and waived activation to save you even more in the new year. Don't miss the Vonage end-of-year sales event and join the 75,000 other businesses that have already switched to Vonage Business. Hurry, offer ends December 31st. Visit Vonage.com/December or call 1-800-5-VONAGE. Terms and conditions apply.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m., or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
99-94. Minnesota upsets the Bulls here at the United Center as they come, the T-Wolves do, from 21 down to win the game.
What were the emotions like facing Tibbs again?
Next question, please.
That's our very own Cody Westlund talking to Jimmy Buckus. Or not talking to him. You got Boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What is his deal? Seriously, that is the second time Butler's been an ass to Cody for no reason.
I don't know.
For absolutely no reason.
I have no idea.
Cody's a bad guy.
Seriously, no, but what the hell is his deal? Now, that's
your deal?
That's garbage. That's a guy that's there every damn day. That's the guy's holding that mic. He's there every day.
A fine young man, too.
Every day.
Yep.
Asking a completely innocuous question. That's BS. Jimmy Butler wants to be some kind of, you know, team leader and be Mr. Hollywood and all that. Have a little bit of dignity when it comes to answering a simple question. That's garbage.
What were the emotions like facing Tibbs again?
Next question, please.
Oh, come on. Yep. Next. Look, I've had plenty of next questions before, but I deserved it. I totally would. When I've gotten that treatment, I knew I overstepped. I knew I was being a penis. I knew. Look, when I asked Phil, you know. Look, I knew. When I asked, I think I asked him something like, why did you go with a bad lineup and how damaging was it? And he just looks at me like, come, next question. But I deserved that.
Yeah.
Cody didn't deserve that. What were the emotions like, or describe the emotions? Come on, Jimmy, grow up. Please.
Is he 27 now?
Please. You can't handle that question?
You can't handle that question.
You're so thin-skinned, you can't handle that innocuous a question?
I don't know.
Come on. You want to be a team leader? I'm the leader. I declare myself the leader of this team. Well, set a damn example. But one of the rookies suck and don't want to talk to anybody either. Please. Keith and Oak Forest, you're on the
score. Report?
Hi, Keith.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you? Terry, good to hear your voice again.
Thanks, my friend.
I miss you. Hey, quick point. 2 points, actually, if you don't mind. The Bulls literally are reminding me of what the White Sox were until they completely blew it up. I equate Butler to kind of our Chris Sale, where Chris Sale, not mine, of course, but Chris Sale, they finally had to just get rid of him because he started to turn into an absolute, like, big-headed troublemaker. You got stuff for him. You had your opportunity in the offseason to move Butler. You could have got stuff for him. And what did you decide to do? You drafted another unathletic, can't-shoot player. You bring in two over-their prime veterans who can't shoot. And you're trying to run Fred Hoiberg's up-tempo, spread-the-floor, chuck-freeze offense. He cannot succeed. And regardless of what type of coach Hoiberg is, he cannot win with his what he wants to do with the talent that's been assembled around him. And until they decide to just end it, kind of do the Sixers thing and just say goodbye and just suck it up for 3 to 4 years, this isn't going to change. They're in hell. So I'm just curious to see what you guys thought about that.
Well, that's correct. I think that's accurate. I mean, we talk about basketball hell works on two streets. First of all, you're a decent team, a good team, but not good enough. Just not good enough. You're going to lurk around the periphery every year, and you're going to maybe win a playoff series here, but you're not good enough. And then part of that is that you're never going to get a top 10 draft pick. That's the other half of it. The other half of basketball hell is that when you look at where the Bulls have been picking, rather. And Jimmy, you know, yeah, that's what Tom wants to give. Tom wants him for a draft pick. Of course Tom wants him for a draft pick. But I'm not sure, you know, if you're going to do it now. Because pretty soon that draft pick ain't going to be worth a thing from the T-Wolves. But yeah, I don't see much hope. I'm with you, caller. I don't see much hope. I don't. I mean, you need so many people that at this point and where this league is going, and you look at some of these young teams, they're not ready yet. They're not all ready yet. There's several of them that are pretty good teams, and the one last night, you see what the potential is there.
Yep.
But you're in basketball everywhere you turn. It's not just, oh, we can't get past the Cavs, we can't do this. It's more than that. It's more than that.
Yeah, that was a good point that Jay made during transition, too, talking about how easygoing and how forgiving the United Center crowd is.
Mm-hmm.
And always has been. You know, first it was the anything Derek does is okay stuff.
Yep.
And then it's as long as Joakim Noah is pumping his fists, then everything is okay. I mean, every game seems to be sort of self-contained, where it's entertaining. It's a great product. And I will say that. Maybe it's too good. Maybe the Bulls game production ends up being a net negative because they turn every individual experience into something memorable and fun, and the games are hard fought and everything is really entertaining. Mm-hmm. But if you actually are being honest about where they are and what they're doing, yeah, we're seeing a different movie, because I know as long as LeBron is there, it doesn't really matter. As long as he's still close to the top of his abilities, it doesn't quite matter what they're doing. But at the minimum, you want to see development. You want to see a reason that maybe the aging LeBron years are going to offer you an opportunity. Unfortunately, Portis can't play. And I don't know what's going on with Valentine, whether or not he can play. I don't know what Doug does to really help me win a championship, and Nico is backsliding. You got to play Chris Gianfelicio.
Well, you know, the nights will come when that shot is falling, even if he takes it from, like, we were shooting him last night, even if he takes those stupid ones. You know, they'll come a night and you'll go, that's away. But the fact, they're not, I mean, there are certain, you can have certain specialists on your team, guys that can pump through, whatever. But you got to have a whole hell of a lot more than the rest of it. I mean, it's fine. Okay, I got a guy who can shoot deep, but not enough of them. And you can't play NBA basketball with that. Look at that team. Look at the team that beat you.
Southside, Rashad, you're on the score.
What's going on, fellas?
Rashad.
What's happening, man? Look, not only last night did I have a bunch of itch in my trout, it was because of the Bulls game. Let me just tell you this. I don't understand what the direction is of this team. When they went in this offseason, they decided to go, quote-unquote, young and athletic. The ideals of the pieces or components that you put around Jimmy is reminding me of what they were doing when Derek was at his peak. They had a bunch of guys that couldn't run up and down the floor. You have this Uber Lamborghini player who's a top 10 caliber player, but you don't have the right components around him. Dan, you hit it right on the head in transition. This is an athletic league, and the Bulls are not in it. And I don't see how they get out of it unless they make a severe trade to this roster.
And incur some risk in doing so.
You got to take a calculated risk because right now this is status quo, and I don't see it changing unless you dramatically own up to the fact that you missed on Nico, you missed on Doug when you traded those two first-rounders for him, and you missed on Bobby Portis. There's a reason he fell in the draft, and we are now finding out why. You got to move those guys for some type of athleticism on your bench because you're getting nothing.
Agreed. Good call, Rashad. That's exactly it. I mean, that bench comes in, it's yaha time for somebody else. You know what they're going to do. You know what they're going to do? You can watch them every time they do the same thing.
And did you see what Thibs did to Doug? ISO'd him right away.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. They found out whoever McDermott is guarding and gave him the ball and cleared a spot for him.
Yeah.
And that's not complicated basketball. That's not the brilliant basketball mind of Tom Thibodeau. That's simple know your personnel is what that is. We've got Olin Krutz, who is going to join us in just a moment, talk a little bit about the Bears and the NFL. It's Packer Week.
That's right.
And this could be historically cold. Is it Bears weather? Is it Packers weather? I don't know. What happens then? What does it become? Yeah, probably neither, right? Nothing. Yeah. You got the score.
This holiday season, give your favorite Cubs fan the gift they want. Cubs gear.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Visit the official Cubs team store located downtown at 663 North Michigan Avenue today. The new store is open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. on
Hey, Chicago Bull Riding fans. I've got something for you. Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Friday and Saturday nights, February 3rd and 4th next year, featuring top cowboys battling the toughest bulls on the dirt. Experience record-setting bull rides and bone-crushing action. Each night, fast horses and beautiful cowgirls competing in championship barrel racing. Plus, for the kids, free cowboy hats for the first 300 kids and free pony rides for all the kids each night. Tickets are on sale now, starting at only $10. You get them at SearsCenter.com, the Sears Center Arena box office, and Alcala's Western Wear. For more information, go to PCBTour.com. It is Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 each night, February 3rd and 4th, the Professional Championship Bull Riders World Tour Finale 11 at the Sears Center Arena. Full details, again, at PCBTour.com.
Of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like Casimir, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't have to wrap. You know this because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score. Such a pleasure, very much.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD Smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. You know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Shopping at Jewel Osco is now better than ever. By shopping at Jewel Osco, you can earn gas reward points to redeem at participating Shell stations. Earn up to 20 cents off per gallon. Stop in and start earning today by using your registered MyMix phone number at the checkout. Look for additional savings on MyMix. Sign up at JewelOsco.com. Maximum gas reward redeemable at participating Shell stations is 20 cents per gallon and a